And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country in South Texas, even out in the sandy country of Wilson County, where, Jerry, I finally found something those grasshoppers don't like.
What is that?
Marymount.
Oh, I thought you meant your jacket or something you were wearing.
Only plant that they won't eat, that and live oak leaves. They don't like live oak leaves.
Well,
thank heavens.
That's good. Well, we fed them up real good with the broccoli and cauliflower,
makes
them happy.
Yeah.
They'll go away as soon as this weather turns cool. I think they'll go away and go through their life cycle. I was talking to a guy the other day. That's the only thing that saves us from these bugs is they decide to cycle out, because if they didn't, they'd kill us, because we never do feed them, I guarantee you. What we want to talk about a little bit today is the marimum. We're getting some good reports on some of the ones around. I was a little worried we had a little marketing problem with them earlier. But the main thing, as I drive around town, I think the whole concept or the whole interest in this marimum thing was the name. That name was given to those things kind of to attract people's attention. And, of course, it is derived from the fact that it's a marigold. It is truly a marigold plant. It is an annual. It will die when it freezes. A lot of people always call in, is it going to freeze? Yes, sir. It's going to freeze the first frost, which, of course, is November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
It will freeze and will be gone. Whereas a true mum, a true chrysanthemum, or mum, is frost tolerant and is perennial. Will come back year after year after year. The nice thing about the marimum is, of course, this is a marigold, again, with a mum-like flower,
mm-hmm.
and basically larger than a mum flower. The nice thing about it is it's so easy to grow, and you can plant it like we can plant those the 1st of August, and lo and behold, they are blooming now, and will bloom all the way to frost. Whereas if you plant a chrysanthemum the 1st of August, especially a small one like we used on the marimum, then it'll bloom real short and won't be nearly as spectacular as the marimum. So that was maybe a little bit of confusion on the name, but of course, my motto, and of course our saying for today is honesty is the best policy, because it has so little competition, you see.
not very much of it around.
So I've tried to be honest with people up front and tell them that this is kind of a short-term crop, but the thing about it is it's a crop that puts in quality time. In other words, you always hear this quality time with the kids.
Yeah.
And it's a quality time, because at this time of the year, it's about the only game in town as far as pretty is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the stuff is a mess. And of course, we haven't had time to get our pansies and those types of things in to take over. But anyway, now, I need to kind of give a break to the chrysanthemum, to the mom, because everybody, as I drive around the town here and look at the nurseries, everybody's selling chrysanthemum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say, are those the same things that you were talking about in the marimums? Are those the same thing that you were bad-mouthing when you said you should never plant a mum in the fall? Now, I was very careful when I wrote those articles, knowing that people say those things. You know, it's not like these wonderful radio programs. They're here today, and then they're gone.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah,
he didn't say that.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't say that.
We can deny the whole thing, and there's no proving it. But when you start writing this stuff down, people keep that stuff. They have I've tried to get the paper to put it in invisible ink. You know?
Better explain yourself. Yeah.
So what we said was you should never plant the basically transplants of mums. Now, the ones we also carefully indicated on there, that if you're talking about a chrysanthemum in a gallon container, which is a larger plant that was planted basically last spring, and the grower has pinched the ends off of them and been watering them and taking care of them and keeping the bugs off of them, then it's a larger plant that will give you a blast of color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll still stick to the fact that those marimums are a lot cheaper than those chrysanthemums.
Yeah.
But if you say, but the chrysanthemums will last for several years, that's true, too. But mums do give a blast of color at this time of year. And when we get back, we'll talk about what you need to do, where you can go to see a real beautiful display, or say you see several displays of chrysanthemums at this time of the year.
Okay, looking forward to that. We'll take a break. Get back to Jerry in just a moment.